Her gut told her that something just wasn't right. Her hard work cracked the case. And tonight we heard for the first time from the young woman who solved her own kidnapping after 23 years. The case had gone cold since a three-week-old girl was snatched from her hospital crib. But Andrea Canning tells us how one young mom did what teams of detectives could not.
After 23 years, this once shattered family is whole again.
What did I feel when I lost my daughter? Oh, my God, that was like a big part of my heart just was ripped apart.
I just always believed that she would find me. That was something that I always believed in myself, you know, that she would come and find me.
In 1987, Carlina White, just 19 days old at the time, was snatched from this hospital.
Oh, she's all right. Love God, I hope she's taking good care of my baby.
The family believes she was abducted by a woman disguised as a nurse who had recently lost her own baby. Carlina was taken to Connecticut, where she was given a new name, Nedra Nance, and a new life, reportedly raised by this woman.
I just hope that the officials be able to get her in their hands.
Police have not confirmed the abductor's identity and will only say a criminal investigation is underway. This miraculous reunion, the result of Carlina's own suspicions. When the woman she thought was her mother couldn't provide a birth certificate, she did her own detective work.
I just started typing in Yahoo and Google, like different articles, like anything that pulled up in 1987, which any child missing. And the baby picture just struck me because looking at it, it looked like my daughter.
She's talking about this photo found on a missing children's website, along with a composite of how that baby might look today. It was like looking in a mirror. Steve Lofton is the artist behind that composite.
I more or less used her mother's picture and the picture of her as an infant as reference points.
It is a one in a million kind of thing that happens. This is the longest stranger abduction case that we are aware of that's ever been resolved.
A DNA test ultimately proved Carlina and Joy White were in fact mother and daughter. And today, they're making up for that precious lost time. Andrea Canning, ABC News, Harlem.